Blessed morning, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are already halfway through. Very, very soon, we will walk into FPBC newly renovated sanctuary. Let's move on and no stopping mid-journey. As Joshua generation, we are called to be. Be strong and very courageous daily, like Nehemiah, to build faithfully. One hand, materials to work they carry, another hand with the weapon to be ever ready. Let's do some recap of the Vision Sunday on Crossover by Pastor Alvin. Two keys to success in our crossover. The first one is, that's right, the presence of God. The second one is the word of God. Correct. Very good. Now, just a recap of the 8 hours that Pastor Alvin gone through with us. Briefly, it is like a process all of us we go through, repentance, rebirth, regeneration, and then we have relationship with God and with one another. The end product, we hope to produce a rooted, resilient, radiant, and reproducing disciples for God's glory. Then, 8 pathways to a disciple-making church. We are doing discipleship as a church in the CG and whatever platform. The second one, prayer, as individually and corporately together as one church. And for the leadership, we are at the 4C and 1A. The first one is commitment, competence, character, chemistry, and also the anointing. Then we are steward over all the resources, facilities God entrusted to FPBC. And in the community, we have been given two very important aspects, that is education and music. And 21st Century Church, we hope with this renovation, we have the audiovisual, social media, and media platform. And we hope to also have the administrative excellence and incubate new things, intergenerations among us. This is God-given mandate to FPBC, prioritize mission and also discipleship based on the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus said to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that commanded you. And surely I am with you till the very end of the age. Amen. To be a rooted, resilient, radiant, and reproducing disciple in Christ, what image comes to your mind when I mention this? Let's think for a moment. Is it a plant or a tree? If you are along this same thought, then you are correct. Yeah? Scripture portion is taken from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 to 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the waters that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heats come. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Today, I entitle my simple sharing, Are You Buried or Planted? Sometimes, when we are in a dark place, we think we have been buried, but we have actually been planted. Thank God. Everyone say, thank God I'm planted here. Amen? Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, unless it is planted in the ground, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit, a lot of grain. So here, I made a comparison between buried and planted. What do you think are the differences? Of course, when we mention something is being buried, it signifies death and finality. Compared to planted, it shows that there is still life and continuation of life. Buried, it is an isolation, all alone, while planted, it means that there will be nourishment for the growth. For buried, it has been abandoned, while for planted, it is hidden for a season. When we plant something, we don't pluck it out and look at the growth. Yeah? We will trust nature to have its own course. With tender loving care, it will grow and it will continue to grow to be a plant, to be a tree. How about purposeless versus purposeful? Why am I here? What's God's purpose for you and me? That is something for us to think about. Hopeless versus hopeful. As I mentioned the previous time, all of us, we have an expectant hope for the future in Christ Jesus. Lifeless versus fruitful in due time. Last but not least, it is extinction like dinosaurs versus transformation from seed to become a plant, to become a tree, to become good fruit-bearing tree. Yeah. And for transformation, it is a new beginning, a brand new season, like a process metamorphosis. It just evolved into another form or reach another level. This is part and parcel of life. It is a fulfillment of life cycle. As I ponder through these two aspects, buried and also being planted, actually I sense that from being buried, actually we can be transformed, be transferred into a new season, season of newness in Christ Jesus. There is a term, hard-seededness. What does it mean? It means that it is a dormant, dormancy stage where the seed is being protected. There is a seed coat surrounding it, especially during hot or dry season in summer. It is for preservation so that the seed could survive. After that, there shall be an awakening. The seed becomes alive again with the right condition. It will be a comeback. It seems like to be a stagnant process, you know, but it is just a pause. Breakthrough is coming, renewed life journey begins. I have few real life testimonies that I know of personally. Time and again have proven to be true, all because of God's great faithfulness. It may be 1 or 2 years, 10 or even 20 years of loss, stagnation, neither here nor there. Or even the condition is like being a freezer, freezing cold, already frozen, layer by layer. The seed coat shielding the heartbeat of God and His calling in our lives. For the gift and the call of God are irrevocable. Do you believe in revival? Our whole being revived, tremendous change and rapid growth. On fire once again, be zealous for the things of God. God is more than able to allow a comeback, to anoint His vessel once again, raise one up to fulfill His will, so-called resurrect the dead. The past is under the blood. The old has gone by. Lo and behold, all things become new. God of all possibilities, whatever dreams that He laid upon our heart, with God, all things are possible. He is more than able to do abundantly, exceedingly what we can think, ask, or imagine. He is the God of breakthroughs, God of all miracles. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Even we have a song. Don't worry, I will not attempt to sing it. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. As we wait upon the Lord, our God, You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. You do not faint. You won't grow weary. You are the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Brothers and sisters, as usual, my 3-point sermon. Yeah, very quickly, the first point is God is the source. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. Colossians 2, verses 6 to 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Here, all of us, we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we continue to live our lives in Him and He alone, beloved around. We are rooted and also built up in Christ Jesus. We are being strengthened day by day so that we can overflow with much thanksgiving for His glory. This leads to my second point. They are interrelated, growth in Christ Jesus. And we will be like a tree planted by waters that sends up its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruits. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it growth. God is the one who made all things to grow. He is the VVVVIP, very, 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 very important person in each and every one of our lives. We are growing in Christ because He is growing in us. Let us say it together. We are growing in Christ because He is growing in us. Amen. So, as we grow, to keep and remain fit, we need to have a healthy diet and exercise. Spiritually, it is the same. Being fed either with spiritual milk, daily bread, or solid meat accordingly. Sunday school song goes like this. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you will grow. But neglect your Bible, forget to pray, and you will shrink. It's simple, yet it is so true. This is our standard of living as children of God. Let us abide in Christ and He in us. How many of you like M&M chocolates? Okay, M&M. Okay, M&M stands for maturing and multiplying disciples. It is a development of genuine character to become more Christ-like, although we are still work in progress. Pruning is painful, yet it is needful for our own good. Last but not least, give to the body. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 to 11. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful steward of God's grace in its various form. If one speaks, they should do so as they speak the very words of God. If one serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Christ Jesus. To Him be glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you are a gift to the body. You are a gift to the body. And you are a blessing to me. Say to one another. That's good. We are part of this family in FBBC. Good fruits, yummy to the tummy, sits within harvest potentiality. Branches spread abroad, nice, cool, and shady. Different parts, much potential, productivity. Different roles to equip and build the body. All to God forever be the glory. Of course, the heart matters the most. Not merely tasks or rented to be boss or to show off, that's a great loss. We miss the point. True meaning is lost. Go back to the first love at the cross. When we think we are being buried or planted or being renewed for a comeback, let us recognize God is the source. Growth in Christ and give to the body. God hasn't finished with us yet. That's why we are still here. Praying in due time, we grow as rooted, resilient, radiant, reproducing disciple who reflect Jesus by loving God and loving one another by faith through God's grace and power of His Spirit. Amen. So these are some reflection questions for you to discuss in your home group, and let us continue to look to our Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, let us just pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, right now in Jesus' name, I just commit your children before you, people that are called by your name. Lord, I pray, help us to recognize once again, you are the source of everything. You are the one that will continue to grant us growth from faith to faith, from victory to victory. And Lord, help us continue to be mature in the word of God and be men and women after your very heart, that we will continue to arise and shine and be a gift to all those that you send across our path. Help us to encourage one another to abide in Christ. Help all of us to be rooted, resilient, radiant, and reproducing. Lord, that we are able, Lord Father, to make disciples of all nations. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, all God's wonderful children say, Amen. Amen. So God bless all of you. Have a blessed time together. Hope to see you very soon in our new sanctuary.